St. John the Baptist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As you read the Gospel of the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist, today's feast, it may occur to you, first of all, that it is a rather exotic tale, as they say, in the long ago and far away. The tale of a king who married another man's wife, his brother's wife, and some kind of birthday banquet where the wine was flowing, and then the stepdaughter comes in and dances, and for the reward for her lascivious dance, she is given the head of her mother's great enemy, the head of the last of the prophets, St. John the Baptist. And yet, as you consider the story, consider how it deals with something with which all of us are obliged to deal sooner or later in life. That is to say, dealing with a friend or a business relation, but particularly someone in the family who is living with someone to whom he is not married. The whole business of divorce and remarriage. And then how St. John the Baptist died as a martyr. He, who had lived since his childhood as a hermit in the desert, he who had no sin, dies as a martyr to defend the sanctity of holy matrimony. And then you think, what an up-to-date saint he is. And he dies falling victim to a bitter woman who could not bear that this saint was telling her second husband the truth. Non licet tibi, it is not permitted for you to have thy brother's wife. And how that truth needs to be told, sometimes firmly, sometimes sweetly, but sometimes it just needs to be told in many a family today. And in the St. Augustine sermon today concerning it, how truth gives birth to hatred, but that's all right, because it is our duty to tell the truth sometimes. Whether or not the hatred comes, that's a secondary matter. But consider, last of all, what an up-to-date, as it were, feast day or meditation, this feast coming at the end of the summer of the beheading of St. John the Baptist, offers us. That is to say, in effect, it is a whole essay in the business of influence. Not influence peddling, as the politicians do, I mean, but simply the influence that we all will have on each other. Consider the tremendous magnetism of this most pure and final prophet, our Lord's cousin, John the Baptist. He was such a gifted preacher, full of the Holy Ghost, that when he preached, great sinners listened to him. And the Jews, the Pharisees, actually at some point in St. Mark's Gospel, lamented and said, publicans and harlots, that is to say prostitutes, are entering the kingdom of God before us, because St. John the Baptist made so very many converts of that class. And how even King Herod, imagine, the family itself, and then the fact that he had his brother's wife, King Herod listened to him willingly and did many of the things that St. John the Baptist told him to do. But he wasn't strong enough to break that sinful relationship. Ah, alas, often it is so. And then finally, out of human respect, he allows himself to be influenced by his stepdaughter in front of all of his friends and fellow political leaders of that Roman part of the Roman Empire, and out of weakness he gives in and has St. John the Baptist put to death and his voice of truth silenced. We're all subject to influence. Oftentimes it is for the bad. It might be good for us to consider that today, how to counter that by means of daily spiritual reading and of meditation and of just sitting quietly to let our Lord preach to us and his saints each day, so that when the time comes, we ourselves will give a good influence Consider that sometimes even by just the little sins of daily life, I mean impatience or arrogance or a certain pride, how we influence others towards the bad, whereas there are so many occasions each day of influencing others towards the good. If you allow yourself to be influenced, if you listen to the preaching of the saints each day in your prayers and in your reading, surely then you will influence others for the good, and you'll have the satisfaction to enter with them into the kingdom of heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.